I'm Ellis Goddard. I'm an associate professor of sociology at Northridge, executive director of the Mockingbird Foundation. My wife took me to my first couple of fish shows. There were maybe 30 people there. I was blown away. I just immediately was enamored with the music and the people, and got on the mailing list and got a copy of the newsletter where they mentioned an email group. I'd never heard of the internet, so I sort of became involved with fish and the internet at the same time, and volunteered to do some stuff online, keeping track of set lists and things like that, which then has developed over the past 20 years to running this foundation. October 10th of 1990 was the first show. We developed a website in 91 or 92. So there was an online volunteer repository of information about the band. And at some point around 95, people started printing that and selling it in the parking lots because there was a demand for that information in print. And a lot of people weren't on the internet, didn't know what it was. We wanted to sort of harness that profit for charity, not for our own purposes. So we incorporated a foundation in 97. And it's entirely volunteer. There's no staff, no office, no salaries, no honorarium. And all of the proceeds from everything that we do go to music education for children. Since then, we've published two editions of the book. And the third one comes out in April 14th of next year. And I was the executive editor for those volumes, or those editions. Then there have been a bunch of other ideas, some of which I've developed. Double Disc tribute album with Dave Matthews and Sun Seals and Arlo Guthrie and a ton of other people, Jimmy Buffett. And that was the fastest selling tribute album ever. Between the books and the album and other events, we've raised about $800,000, which we've given away most of. And then there are a lot of direct donations. Every day we get donations. Our grants are more competitive than NIH. They are the most competitive grants in the country. We get about 1,500 inquiries a year, and we only have the money to give away about 15 grants. So we're funding 1%. And unlike VH1 Save the Music or Mr. Holland's Opus, it's not usually saxophones for a high school band. There's an impoverished river valley in rural Alaska that's only accessible by two helicopter stops, and the teenagers are moving out of that community, so the culture is dying. So we gave them the money to buy small-necked fiddles, Athabascan fiddles, so that the native elders could teach the native culture to the toddlers, essentially, and protect and preserve that culture. Obsession is probably the right word. I mean, I've seen the band 100-and-something times. I spend some time on the band of the foundation every day. But I was worried that there would be the impression that I was doing that to the exclusion of research. So particularly while I was probationary, before I got tenure, I didn't want to give the impression that I was like a deadhead or something, wandering off into the wild abyss. But I don't watch any sports, and I don't go to church. Right? And this is what I do for recreation and spirituality. And it's just a part of my life.